World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, bubbling with a lot of things here this morning. Thank you for joining us. This is show number 2,223. I can't think of anything other than my heart beating and breathing that I've done 2,223 times. Can you guys think? I maybe mowed my grass. Now I don't even know if I've done that. It's an honor to be in here every morning, and I really want to. I want it prophetic. I hear a lot of people saying they want to be prophets. I want to go to this guy. This guy's a prophet, and that guy's a prophet, and she's a prophet, and he's a prophet, and he's a prophet, and she's a prophet. We don't even know what that means, other than what modern evangelicalism tells us what a prophet is. And now we think a prophet is a fortune teller, somebody tells the future. And I suppose that's a part of it. But as I've said over and over and over, a prophet is one who speaks the oracles of God for God. That's what a prophet does. You are the mailman. You're the delivery boy. You show up in a situation and you say, "Thus saith the Lord." And we have turned the prophetic into fortune telling. Now that's part of it, because when you're speaking, my wife and I, I've been calling her Ying. She's been calling me Yang, because I take this side and she takes that side, and it's a healthy balance, and it's really, really good. But the prophetic comes and speaks what God has to say about a situation. He speaks that. He doesn't say, the prophet doesn't say, "I see that, in your future, great financial blessing." Now, he may say that. He may see that. But that is not the gift of the prophetic, folks. That isn't it. The greatest prophet who ever lived was a guy named John the Baptist, the forerunner, Jesus' cousin. And what did Jesus say about him? "Of all of those born unto a woman, none was greater than John the Baptist." Now, folks, was John the Baptist, did John the Baptist have a ministry, a prophetic ministry? Did he go around and visit churches and call people out and speak prophetic? Come on. Of course he didn't. What did John the Baptist do? You know what he did? He spoke truth to power. He went to the king. Said, "Hey, dude, you're not married to your wife. She's a whore. You're making your wife a whore. Stop doing it." And what did the king do? King got ticked off. Said, "Who do you think you are, dude?" Threw him in prison. John's in prison, probably as miserable as can be, at J6 or back in biblical times. And Jesus doesn't even go visit him. He didn't go visit him. One of the guys that goes and visits John says, "Hey, anybody heard anything from Jesus?" Can you imagine that picture? There's John stuck in the jail. "Anybody heard anything from Jesus? He ain't showing up here. Huh, anybody? Chad, you seen him? Hey, Randy, you seen him? Lorianne, anybody seen Jesus? I'm here in his jail." And somebody went and whined and moaned and complained to Jesus about it. Jesus said, "Do me a favor. Go carry a message to Johnny for me. Will you guys go carry a message for him? Will you tell him that the blind see, the lame walk? That it ain't about him. And I love him, and I appreciate what he did, and he laid down his life for the cause. I appreciate it. But we have to move beyond John the Baptist now. But I want you to know, of all those ever born unto a woman, he was a number one, because he went to power and he spoke the oracles of God, and it cost him his life. And I want you to know, I'll never forget it." That's what Jesus said. That's the prophetic, folks. prophetic is the one who stands out and speaks truth to power. Thus says the Lord. Stop it, thus says the Lord. Ain't many of those around. You know why there aren't many of those around? Because you end up without a head. You don't last very long when you do that. But I want to tell you something. The prophetic unction is so thick on what is going on here. Not me. Don't say Coach Dave has a prophetic ministry. No, no. Folks, you all can operate in the prophetic when you show up and you speak the oracles of God for God to power. Sometimes it's just giving them a warning. That's all you do. You show up and you say, I'm telling you, if you keep doing this kind of stuff, here's what's going to happen to you, dude. That is prophetic. It's a warning from the Lord. You better get your crap together, baby. And then what happens, happens. Bible says, warn the wicked. Warn them. That's the prophetic unction. You better stop doing that. I'm telling you, you keep doing that, you're going to get your butt in a jam. You better stop it. And you better get right with the Lord. That's a prophetic unction. And I was so proud last night, if I'm allowed to be proud, that our prayer was, my goodness. When it was over, I went upstairs. My wife was still glowing up there. She says, my goodness. And you know what really, really made me, I feel like I'm a coach here, right? And you guys are like our players, right? And it's so good to watch you play. Watch you play. And some of you guys came and you brought the most, you were prepared. You took it seriously. You brought your sword with you and you wielded it. And it was powerful. One of the problems that we have, and if you listen to, if you hear it all regularly, you know I'm telling you this. We don't believe in the supernatural. We don't believe in the supernatural. See, we just believe the guide stones just fell. They just fell. I mean, that's amazing, wasn't it? They just fell. We don't believe that some of the turning that we see going on in the court system has to do with the fact that we showed up at all 12 federal courts and we declared the word of God, the prophetic word of God at 12. That's just a coincidence, right? Just a coincidence. And one of the problems that we have, and I'm going to try to jump in, I got a lot going on here, okay? I see fruit everywhere I look. Everywhere I look. And I'm going to say to some, are you guys looking at me? I hope you're looking at me. Some of you better get rid of your damn critical spirit. Some of you are critical of anything somebody else does that you don't approve of. Somebody say amen, Vinny. Somebody say amen. So amen. I know. And I'm going to tell you that. You know, if it was a football team, I'd get your ass off the field. That's what I would do. And I can't believe the negative stuff we hear by people who are trying to do positive things. Now, I'm not talking about warning. Hey, better be careful about this. I'm not talking about that. Do you have any idea how many, just in Ohio, how many ministries there are, how many there are? Thousands, maybe thousands of them. Do they work together? Oh, no. So yesterday, stay with me. Okay, I'm in one of those spells. So yesterday I get a few texts and emails. Well, Coach Dave, our ministry's been working on this for months. Well, good. Have you reached out to anybody to work with you? Or is it all about you and your ministry? You may be the best quarterback in the world. You ain't got anybody to block. Got nobody to throw the ball to. That's the American church, by the way. That's pastors stuck in their little silos, preaching to their choir, and not having any impact outside of it. And I would say this, and I'm not ashamed to say this, I don't know of any ministry that is doing what we are doing. I don't know. Maybe there are. I don't know where they would be. And my wife said to me the other day, God bless my wife, Miss Yang. And she said, honey, have you thought about contacting this guy? And I said, honey, can I tell you the truth? Are y'all looking at me? I said, they're blowhards. She said, what? I said, yeah, they're just blowhards. They don't do anything but blowhard. Right? And so You can talk all you want. You go to all the conferences you want to go to and listen to all the blowhards tell you what's wrong, and ain't none of them doing a damn thing about it. Somebody say amen out there so I know I got a friend. You can be a professional conference goer, and you, when you walk away, you will have it all figured out, but there ain't nobody got a solution. I'm not angry. It just seems like nobody does. And we do. And it makes people jealous. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Now, I don't know what you guys think. This blew me away. By the way, Saturday Night Live coming up here Saturday night at Mel's. I'll get to that here in a minute. Pull up. Thanks, Johnny. You're on top of it. Pull up the one I just sent you. Gateway Pundit. Pull that one up. Dr. Corsi just joined us. I was blown away, folks. I was blown away. When I check the Gateway Pundit regularly. I check it regularly. Gateway Pundit ain't Coach Dave Live. I mean, we're talking millions of people. Millions of people. And look what pops up on the Gateway Pundit. Ohio Secretary of State's office to investigate into algorithms allegedly placed in the Ohio State Board of Elections registration files. Huh. Now, maybe Dr. Corsi sent this to him. I don't know. But this, folks, this is explosive as can be. Now, hang on. Hey, Betty, can I tell you the truth here? Is it okay if I tell you the truth? So when this happens, what do you think happens to Coach Dave? Why, the circular firing squad comes out. The circular firing squad. I start getting emails from people telling me, oh, you can't trust Dr. Corsi. You can't trust this person. Oh, he's just in it for the money. And I'm saying, what? I said, what? Do you understand right now, friends? Are you looking at me? Do you understand right now the opportunity we have? You understand that it took that little show that we were on. I'm not, it's the anointing of God. The little show that we were on, and boom, it's now national. It's now a national story. Now, the question we have to ask ourselves is, are we going to sit back and trust the Secretary of State to do his job? Now, here's what I'm out, and I'm Glenn, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to whoever's out there. Anybody, listen to me. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. Why does the left advance the ball? Does anybody know why the Luciferian left advances the ball? Number one, they never criticize each other. Ever. You never hear it. They understand they're all playing on the same team. Now, they may have arguments in between amongst themselves, but I'm telling you what, you will never see the pro-abortionists criticize the cut-off-the-wiener groups. You'll never see it. You will never see it. Never. Why? Because they're unified in their common hatred of Christ. And we have a common love of Christ, and we can't wait to argue amongst ourselves about a better way to do it. Somebody say amen. You know, I mean, I'm just telling you the truth. You don't have to agree with it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So here's what I see. Somebody help me if I'm wrong here. A flare, call whatever you want to, has been shot up in the air on Ohio Secretary of State's office. Would anybody disagree with that? But this is a flare. This is now national news. Anybody want to argue with that? National news? Okay. I say it's now national news. Can I ask you something? What would the left do? What would the left do? Let's say they got a story. Donald Trump caught having sex with a woman. What would the left do? Oh, my goodness. They would all go in. Everywhere you look, there would be, so that the media, they would have to deal with it. They would have to deal with it. So we get this one, this boom bomb, national bomb that's going on in Ohio. And what are we going to do about it? Oh, I know what we'll do. We'll sit around and wait for Frank LaRose to do his investigation. Somebody say amen. I mean, that's the way we, isn't that the way we operate? Now, picture this with me. What if every one of us in our sphere of influence, our churches, what if every pastor in your local town every pastor in your state, every pastor to every person sitting in the pew in their churches. What if your pastor said, I have a challenge for you from the Lord. I want you to make a phone call and an email. I want you to call Frank LaRoe's office saying to get this thing gone and do it right. And I'm going to call the attorney general or text the attorney general and say, we are watching. We want our elections cleaned up. And what if 7 million churchgoers sent that message to Frank LaRoe's what's the attorney general's name? What? Hey, would they listen? Would they start listening? Oh, no, we don't do that, do we? We don't do that. So now that the breach has been opened, we got to run into it. We got to email and call and pound on the door. But see, some people won't do that. Can I tell you the truth, Dr. Corsi? Some people don't like that. Hey, you know what? Dr. Corsi, you just trying to get rich off this? Dr. Corsi, just trying to get rich off. Do you guys understand that the future of our republic is in front of us right now? And you're worried about whether Dr. Corsi is going to make some money off of it?
Amen. We're at a Red Sea moment right here, Coach.
Amen. As if he shouldn't make some money off of it. Supposed to do it free? I mean, it's just amazing to me. I'm not mad. It just seems like it. We have blasted a huge breach in the side of the Titanic. And now, are we going to sit back and watch the Titanic people come in and plug the gap, plug the hole, and act like it didn't happen? Or are we going to put pressure on, relentless pressure? Huh? You guys ever heard of a full court press in basketball? I was sitting with my grandson, David, watching my granddaughter Reese played volleyball the other night. I don't know if you guys ever go to volleyball games. But I'm sitting there. I said, David, I want you to watch this. He's 7 years old, sitting right beside me. And I said, David, look, we have to stop the run. He said, what? I said, we have to stop the run, Dave. He says, Newark Catholic, that's who we were playing. Newark Catholic's scored 3 points in a row now. They're on a run. We've got to stop the run, Dave. I'm just talking to him. He's sitting beside me. My granddaughter's playing on the court. He says, what do you mean, Grampy? I said, we got to get a point and get to serve and then start getting some momentum on our own. Friends, we got to start a run. We got to start a run. We got the ball. But we can't advance the ball because there's infighting. People email me, so my group's been working on this forever. Well, God bless you. How about joining us here now? Your group's been working on that. Well, look at this. The Lord brought in some artillery here. You want to help us shoot it? That's what the Liberty Action Network was supposed to be about. Everybody's shooting towards the same goal. And look, folks, this opportunity ain't going to be there forever. This opportunity ain't going to be there forever. And so we need Glenn and our team. We need to strategize how we can up the ante on these guys now. We have the ability to control the direction this goes. And we're not going to let Frank LaRoe go back in some corner and get his buddy to do a research. Say, well, couldn't find anything there. They're bleeding, baby. They're bleeding. We got to go pick the scab. That's the way I see it. Roger Weaver, come on in. This wasn't where I wanted to go. Dr. Corsi, I'll get you in here in a second.
I think at a bare minimum, Dave, is you get phone numbers and emails and you inquire and tell them and you're wanting them to investigate that. You know, when I first saw this, my first reaction is on Dr. Corsi, is he better have the goods. That was kind of my first reaction. Then my second reaction after I thought through it a little bit, I don't know who notified them or who notified Gateway or whatever. I watch Gateway regularly. But it puts pressure on the Secretary of State now to do something.
It does.
You know, Dr. Corsi still needs to have the goods, and I think he does from what he has said to us the last couple of days. But this puts pressure on, I think, the Secretary of State to investigate, and I think that's a good thing. So when I read that, I was pleased. I felt the Lord was moving, and I think we all need to continue to pray that The Lord goes before Dr. Corsi. You know, his movement to the Secretary of State got started a little while ago, and our show, I think, who knows what influence it had, but we're at a point now where I think, you know, emails or phone calls or Dr. Corsi could guide us of what is the best thing for us to do. So I thought it was good. I'm happy to see that it's happening.
So Roger, let me ask a very simple question to those of you out there, O ye of little faith. Isn't this what we should expect to be happening when we're doing the prayer walking and the declarations? Shouldn't we expect God to show up after his word? Ooh. Shouldn't we expect it? But we don't expect it, do we? We don't expect it. Now, look, I don't want anybody to take this wrong, because I know Dr. Corsi has been working at this a while and he's been pushing hard on it. But if you can't see that something happened when Dr. Corsi came to this action ministry, boom, something happened. Folks, in the spirit realm, something turned in the spirit realm. Now, will we run through the opening? Or will we sit back and allow them to repair the hole, repair the breach in the wall? Or are we going to get all of our friends in an organized effort of phone calls and emails and showing up outside the courthouse and badgering them, not letting them bury it? That's where I am with it. That's where I am. Jack, come on in, then Glenn. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, great, Coach. Just a strategy for making it more national is, as soon as I was happy to be sitting in the parking lot when I got that text, I immediately just copied and pasted, put it into Facebook. But this morning, we're going to go and search for it on a place outside of the Gateway Pundit. And we do that so its appearance, the optics is, it's out there for everybody. And so just 100 people on the queue right now could make this a tremendously national simply by taking copy and pasting and putting it on your social media, and it will go like crazy. Get one, Jack, that's not Gateway Pundit.
This is what Coach Dave calls running a play. This is what's called going on offense. We never go on offense. What if every church, every pastor in every church asked their people to email or call Frank LaRose? Can you imagine? He would be wetting his pants. We don't do that, though, do we? We don't do that. In fact, we have other ministries angry that they've been working on it forever. Now you guys are bad, bad, bad. It's amazing. It's amazing for me to watch. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, so I think with that article, you handed off the ball. So now it's time for us to run with the ball.
Hang on a second. You can say what you want to. Dr. Corsi blasted a hole in the side of the ship. Do you understand that, friends? So it's, what are we going to do now? Go ahead.
I sent that article to my central committee contacts. You know, we have what's called an election integrity committee here in the Franklin County Central Committee. So I got that article out to them. Now the next thing is to push it and have these people call Frank LaRose's office and let them know, hey, this is the election integrity committee, and we want something done.
And the attorney general, because this is a crime if it happened. Go ahead.
Yeah, by the way, his name is Dave Yost, the attorney general. So, yes, both. So I do think we need to put pressure on him, and they need to hear from a lot of people, not just a few. So it's got to be like a shotgun. So
that's right. So anyway, here's what we need to do. We need to do, Dr. Corsi, I'll get you in here in just a second. We need to do what the left would do. Are you listening? Are you looking at me? We need to do what the left would do. We need to now get people to engage with phone calls and emails.
Okay, Coach, let me in on this for here.
Sure.
First of all, I this is my story. I gave it to them yesterday. I called them right after the show here, and I'm going to give them another one today. Now, you're correct. This is blown a hole in the line. And by the way, we can't even raise donations right now. We're getting zero visibility. Nobody's paying attention. And all the people out there who've been getting money are blocking us from getting any money. They say, we've got our plan. Their plans aren't going to work. everybody out there is trying to question the 2020 election, and that's a dead duck. It's been certified, and people just don't get it. So I'm waking up every morning with things in my mind to do, and I'm going to hit a bunch. First of all, getting the word out on this is important, and we need a viral storm to go on this story to go national. So posting this everywhere in social media, that's mandatory today. Everybody should be all day long posting this posted on X, posted on, you know, Facebook. Facebook is not being looked at very much anymore. X is really where the action largely is.
Yep.
And I'd focus largely on X right now. Just plaster this all over X. Now, we had the meeting yesterday. Secretary of State's office, this guy named Brian Kane, I'll get his name in a minute. He scheduled a half an hour for the meeting. He was going to blow us off in a half an hour. The meeting lasted an hour and a half. Okay, now, they were saying that we had nothing. They started out by basically saying we had nothing. They were squeaky clean. They did all this. They knew they were squeaky clean. So I started showing them some stuff where they couldn't explain it. And I'm going to show you what I showed them. Can I share? I think I can share. Can I share my screen?
I hope so. I just work here, Doc.
You got to give me permission to share the screen.
So, Johnny, can you give him permission to share his screen?
Just all you do is go down here to, you see where the hand is?
Yeah.
You see where the arrow comes up next to it? Click that arrow and it'll let you give me permission. Click that arrow up and it'll say you can give permissions.
You have to make him co-host.
Make me co-host, basically.
Yes.
We stumped our expert here.
Well,
there's got to be a way to make him co-host right now.
There is. He'll figure it out. Okay, so now hold on a second. I'm going to show you what I showed them yesterday. They weren't expecting to see this. And by the way, I know there's algorithms in the... I came into Ohio knowing we had them. I know they're guilty as hell. And I can show it to them, and I'm going to show it to them. They're not going to like it. Didn't like it yesterday. They spent an hour and a half listening to us, and Andrew Paquette did a good job yesterday, and he'll do a good job today again. Now, I want to show you a couple things here. Okay, this is what I want to show you, and I'm going to come back here and share this screen. And this is what I'm going to publish on Gateway Pundit today. They're not going to like this. They're going to want me to work with them privately and let them figure out all the answers to everything that I'm going to give them, and I don't work that way. So they're in for a little bit of surprise today, and they're not. And I guarantee you, they're not going to like it. I'm planning that they don't like it. We'll do that in a second. Now here,
can you share the same thing with us that you share with Gateway Pundit? Amongst the hundreds of us, we almost equal Gateway Pundit, but we got to be prepared to do it.
Well, I'm going to show you right now. This is what I'm showing you right now. Can you see this?
There you go. Yes, we can. Yes.
Okay. Now, what I'm showing you here is Huron County. This is the axis on the bottom, the horizontal axis, is the number of people. This is the dates in which people are registering. It's the number of registrants in that county, but it really mirrors the dates in which they register. Okay, and then the upper axis is the number they get from the state.
Right.
So it's okay, and state, you know, this is basically mapping the state IDs and the CIDs, which are the county IDs, but essentially it's a straight line, which means people come in and they register to vote and they get number one, and they get number two, then they get number three. It's all in sequence, okay?
Yep.
Then I come over here to Mahoning County, which is over by
Youngstown.
Yeah, and I show them, here's Mahoning County, first 10,000 people, they're all in one quadrant. Well, all the people in Mahoning County didn't come in and register between those dates, and nobody came in and registered over here. This is all, these are thrown into this quadrant by an algorithm. There's a mathematical formula that throws everything into this quadrant. Now, why? Because in Huron County, which is by Toledo, there's not very many people, and they're mostly farming, and they're largely Republican. So if you had a lot of mail-in votes come out of here suddenly that were Democratic, nobody would believe it. They'd say, that can't happen. When you get over here in Bahana County, you got much more densely populated counties and a lot of Democrats. So you can put fake voters in that section of your database. You can give them real state IDs, and then you can vote them and certify them. This is where your voting fraud occurs. And it continues. In McClellan County, eventually looks like this. It all fills in that quadrant.
Wow.
Okay, so it all fills. Now, I said to them, that's an algorithm. Now, they had a guy named Rosso on this thing yesterday who was their tech guy. And the meeting was held, was headed by, I'm going to give you the names right now, which they're also not going to like me doing. But this is public event. I'm not restrained from doing anything about talking about what they did. So they better realize I'm talking about it. Tough luck. What are they going to do to me? They already tried to put me in prison. Didn't speak. Brian Katz is the head of this thing. Brian Katz, K-A-T-Z. Their technical guy is named Josh Jaffe, J-O-S-H-J-A-F-F-E.
Josh Jaffe. I know him. I know him, Dr. Corsi.
Okay, well,
he was the chairman of the Central Committee in Franklin County. He's not any longer. Now he works for the Secretary of State.
Will you tell him that he said yesterday on the meeting he could not explain this? He didn't know it was there and he couldn't explain it. He said that's a mathematical alteration. Game ended. Checkmate. They're done. That's an algorithm. I don't really need to demonstrate anything else.
Dr. Corsi, do we need to go actually find a fake ballot that was cast? Is it possible to do that? In other words, go find Joe Schmo, who lives at 1827 Wilhelm Drive, and find that nobody lives there and a vote was cast. Do we need one of those? You froze up there a bit. Maybe I yelled too loud.
Well, I'm thinking about doing similar to that. Okay. A little bit of answer. Okay.
You're breaking up on us.
Game over. Algorithm found in Ohio.
Okay. We missed everything you just said. You broke up on us, brother.
Okay. Well, this hotel has.
You're freezing again, okay, Dr. Corsi. You're freezing.
Yeah, I know I'm freezing. There's nothing.
I'm just telling you, there's nothing
I can do about it.
I know. I'm just telling you it's happening. Okay, it's happening.
Okay, now I'm a little bit. Today is
You're
yesterday.
Good now. We don't move. You're good now.
Okay, this what I just showed you is game over. That's an algorithm. All that data was thrown into that quadrant by a formula. Does everybody understand that? It can't possibly be natural because everybody didn't register on those days and that it was thrown in there. Okay, so understood.
So that chart showed us the date they registered, Dr. Corsi. Is that what you said?
I'm going to go back to it for a minute. I'm a little tired today.
I wonder why.
My patience is a little thin today.
Well, I yell. Don't take it personally.
I mean, I'm feeling myself that I need to discipline myself not to be a little, so I'm going to be a little bit more patient today because I'm ready to rip somebody's throat out this morning. I've had it. And getting no money and no contributions. I'm on a terror today. Okay, this county, you can see this county right here?
Yes.
That's a straight line. People come in. They get their numbers in order. Over here, in this, these are certain particular dates. And everybody didn't come in and register in only those dates.
Mm.
There are people registering all through here. Well, where are they? They threw them all in this quadrant by a formula. Each one of these is voters. So that voter probably could have been over here. But the formula threw it in here. This is an algorithm. Now, I don't know if everybody understands that mathematically. Who said they knew Joffe?
Glenn.
I did. Glenn.
Are you still in touch with him?
I can be, yes.
Well, you can call him up and tell him, I got him. And I'm giving this to Gateway Pundit today.
Okay.
I'm basically saying game over, algorithm found. But I'm going to say now.
Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci, of course, you're Fauci to them. Dr. Gorsuch, do we need the picture of a legitimately illegal ballot?
Hold on, Coach. Hold on. Yes. Now, here's how we're going to get it. They told me yesterday that all the past election is public record, which means I'm going to demand to see the mail-in ballots from 2022. We're going to get those mail-in ballots, and then I'm going to have people start looking at them. And I'll guarantee you a certain large percentage of them were never mailed because they weren't folded. Okay? Another large percentage of them aren't going to be anybody who's real. As you start looking through them, and start finding out if they're real, you're going to start finding people who are fake. Okay, they don't exist. Now, that may be a little hard to do because you might have to go out and look for those people because they're going to look like they're real.
Or just go to the address and see if they're there.
See if they're there. You know, find, you know, just get a sample, a couple thousand of them, and let's go see if they're there. Pardon me?
Go ahead.
So, in other words, when we start for, and also Andrew Paquette has already found a mathematical scheme in their numbers that they didn't know was there. So, one day of research, Andrew has already started to uncover. He hasn't got it figured out yet, but you give him enough time, he's going to figure it out. But okay. Now, the point is this. I know there are algorithms there. So let's put it in the coach's example.
Hello. Okay.
Yesterday, we broke through the line. Okay, so we know now we can get up to scrimmage, and our line can knock a hole in their line that one of our backs can run
Hello.
Through. Who's Arpan doing? What?
We'll get rid of him. He's just a distraction. So keep
Hello.
On.
Get rid of him.
Yes, I don't distract him.
Okay, we'll get the hell out of here.
There, he's gone.
These what the Democrats do. They can't. These demons hang around and can't stand anything.
Can't stand truth.
And on our side, the people who are calling you, telling you that I'm making money, and those are Democrats.
Well, I hope you are making money.
Quite frankly,
don't make money, you fuck pussy.
Okay, get him out of here. Get this guy out of here too.
It's a different guy. We'll get him. We'll get him, Doc. Keep going.
And by the way, go to hell, GoFo Media. Go to hell and burn in hell for eternity.
Amen.
Okay.
Okay. So Doc, I know you're right in the middle of something. Look, you are a numbers. You have a mind like the rest of us. So let me come back to kindergarten here a minute, okay? Doc, what do we need to do?
I'm telling you. Okay. Listen.
Okay.
First of all, nobody's donating any money because they all have the money on worthless things that are going to fail. They want to keep the money for themselves. That's okay. Number one. Number two, nobody knows about us. Because God's five stones is new. We're a new player. We're late in the entry into the game. Okay, so you got to get the word out in social media. Number three, I want this guy Joffe told that we're coming from him for him, and I've got him. I want him to know I got him. So whoever knows him, give him a heads up. Now, the way we're going to catch him is a couple. Number one is, if I have about a week to have Paquette going, I'm going to show them so many holes in their data, it's going to look like Swiss cheese. They don't know it because they don't know how crime works. These guys are honest guys. Well, you know, it's a good thing I decided not to be a criminal, is all I can tell you. And my father knew that, and he told me it was a good thing I decided not to be a criminal. He was right. We had a discussion about it one day. The point is, I want him to know we're coming from him, and I want him to know we've got him. And I want him to know that it'd be better if they quit playing games, thinking that they're going to make me go away. Because I'll have this in the plain dealer within a week.
Amen. Okay.
Now, I'm going to go public with the fact that I've got here. Look at all these guys. Get rid of this other jerk over here. These people are
penitent. It's the same guy.
Well, can't you get rid of him permanently? Go to hell. Just go to hell. Hey, Deepak, go fucking burn in hell. No, I'm not going to ignore him. I want that guy gone. I want him burning in hell. I'm sick of these people.
He's gone, brother. Don't worry.
Okay. What we're going to do here is later today, I'm talking to one of the largest investors in this thing and one of the largest groups in this thing, and I'm telling him I want his national PR gut person. I'm going to write a story here for tomorrow. Today, I'm giving it to Gateway Pundit. As soon as I get off of this, I'm starting to talk to Gateway Pundit, and I'll write them a story. And it'll be on the fact that we've had one meeting with them. They scheduled a half an hour. It took an hour and 20 minutes. In that hour and 20 minutes, we've already shown them a algorithm that they can't explain. Okay, and so therefore, see, we're really hitting now. Get rid of this guy. Okay, so you
just keep going. We got our producers knocking
on. Point. We get this kind of interference because the demons know that we're on their case.
It tells us something, doesn't it? It sure does.
So what you just saw means they're already beaten. They know it. Now their only choice is to try to get rid of me. Well, that's not going to happen.
If you're catching flack, that means you're over the target, brother.
That's right. And so we're getting flack today, so we're over the target. Okay, so now I'm going to start demanding forensic proof that the people who voted in 2022 were really people. And I'm going to publish another story saying that we have detected in New York and a coding scheme that has allowed millions of mail-in ballots to be fraudulently voted. We're really causing a lot of... Okay, now we've got confirmation that this strategy is going to work. Okay, so by the end of a week next week, I'm going to have algorithm all of the swing states. You're almost not going to be able to use this channel anymore, Coach.
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good.
Okay, but you wait to see what they do next.
Amen.
Dr. Corsi, yeah. Where do we send money? I've not heard. Where do we should we send it through Dave and Dave gets it to you?
Send money to God's5stones.com.
Fill that up there, John.
G-O-D, no apostrophe, S, gods. You spell out five, F-I-V-E. You spell out stones, S-T-O-N-E-S, gods5stones.com. There's donated at the bottom of that. And you got to get out there and tell people to donate. If they want to save the election, start donating. Coach, I can't even hear you. Can't hear you.
Yeah, Coach, you got muted somehow.
Coach, you're muted. Yeah, see, they're on this. You're not going to be able to use this channel.
I'm unmuted. Dr. Corsi, I want to say this real quickly. I hope you're making money. I hope you're getting paid to do this.
Okay, I'm not getting paid the goddamn thing.
Let me say this, doctor.
I'll tell you my situation. No, my turn. My turn. I'm married 32 years. My wife supported me through Mueller. I brought her cousins over from Argentina. She wanted to be reunited with her cousins. I sponsored two of them. Claudia, her cousin, died. Monica had an affair with her husband in my house. Sleeping in the bedroom with this guy now, wants to steal my house. She divorced me after 32 years. All my assets are tied up. Everything I own is tied up. I can't touch a single asset. My lawyers want. I've had to pay my lawyers $25,000 last month. I had to pay them another $25,000 this month. I don't have it. Now, God will provide it somehow or other. But the point is, I have nothing right now. Okay, I've got. Every one of my credit cards is lined up to the max. Because that's all I have to live on. Thank God that bank financed me to do this. I've got businesses that are going to make money. Once I get over this, I'll make millions again. I've made millions in my life. But I can't touch them. Okay? I made $1 million three times over in a book. And so that's, you know, I'm not worried about making money. I'm worried about it. I don't have any money. That's can't right. access I get
that.
It
that
right
was,
now.
That was the point I was making. I'm on your side. It takes money to do what we do.
It takes money to do what we're doing. Now, the truth is I've done this before with no money, and I will do it again with no money. I don't really give a damn. I mean, when I get in this mood, I start swearing a lot, and I apologize for that. I know it's bad. My mother didn't like it, and she always corrected me for it, and I still swore. It's the way I am. And I get intense with these periods of time. Now, in the next week, I am going to impact the national media with stories about the algorithms. I'm going to show everybody how they certify mail-in votes that are fraudulent. And I got them nailed on this. Okay? And so that's going to become the national story. Now, what I may need to be doing is, first of all, I want to get it out there viral so people contribute. If people start contributing, we'll raise $1 million in a very short period of time. But I'm going to have some media, and I'm going to have to get. So I'm going to start writing articles, and I'm going to start dropping A-bombs on people. Okay? And this is going to be, it's not going to be pretty. Democrats are going to go insane. You just saw them go insane. Okay, I'm also going to republish the material I have that Obama's birth certificate is false. And we proved that 4 years ago. These Democrats are all lying about everything. And we're going to expose them as lying about everything. Expose them, this wall, for being. I'm going to take this for a minute. I'll be right back. But we're going atomic right now. Okay, hold on. Tony, 1 second. I'm going to mute this.
So, folks, while he's doing that, I want us to figure out, Glenn, we got to get organized on how we can build an army and what it is that we need to do. Look, folks, we are at the cutting edge. I hope you understand this. I hope you understand that we are at the cutting edge and that this is only going to go forward if those of us who are here promote it. So we need a plan on how to be able to do that. All right. Now, I was talking about the money thing because, see, I deal with that. I deal with it. People think that I'm becoming a millionaire. Hey, you know what I think? I should be a damn millionaire. I got $1 million gift. Anybody disagree with that? I got $1 million gift. I ought to be making $1 million. You think these guys on TV think they're doing it for free? Why is it that when we see something going good, oh, we all, well, he's making money on it. It just makes me want to barf. I hope he's making money. I hope he is. Why do you want him to work for free? Somebody come on in here. Jack, come on in. He'll, Dr. Corsi will be back. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you, hang on, Jack. I'm going to coach him up a little bit. He doesn't know how to work with the team yet. I'm going to coach him up on that. Go ahead, Jack. I can't hear you. Can't hear your producer. Johnny, I don't hear anybody.
Jack, you, can't you talk guys right hear now. Me?
There, I hear you, John. We're not hearing anybody. So, folks, can you hear me? Betty, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Obviously, he might have blocked it. He might have blocked it. And there, do you know? I don't know who that is. So
you know this, they're screwing with us, right? Somebody's screwing with us. Somebody's screwing with us, for sure. Go, Jack. Okay. So you guys can't come in right now. No, that's okay. Does it show that we're over the target, friends?
We are over the target, Coach.
Huh? And again, can I tell you something? Those are demons that called in. We don't even believe in that, see? The demonic is so involved, they do not want this truth out there. Truth out there, right? Friends, do you realize? Do you realize that if that deep state wins the next election? Hang on, Johnny, put this up there for him real quick. Doctor, he'll be back here in a second. Put up number 7 for me real quick, John. Did you guys know this? 1 second. He's working hard back here, man, trying to keep those scavengers out of there. That's not it. Number 7. Did you know that they're talking re-education camps? Did you know that? Go ahead, play it. Can't hear it.
We love.
There you go.
Republican, to get down. When they say, "Oh, we hate America," no, we don't. We hate you. We love America. We hate you.
Well,
it's
not good to hate
GOP.
Anyone. I don't hate anyone.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you were an elected official, do you think it might be a good idea to, like, put these Republican Trump-supporting QAnon voters in, like, re-education facilities
yes.
and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, re-educate them?
Yes.
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And we need the kind of camps that you all run. I mean...
But I also think some of them are believing the garbage that they are being fed 24/7 on the internet by their constituents, and yeah. They bought into this big lie. And the question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
And the bottom line is, all of America needs the programming, because we've all been negatively influenced by Donald Trump.
There are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed. It's as if they are members of a cult.
We had programs, federal programs, that went towards funding organizations like these that de-radicalized people, and President Trump pulled the plug. One thing that we know is that we have to get that funding right.
Can somebody tell me how that woman there could ever get in a position of authority? What the hell has happened to us that this woman would have any influence at all in America? Play a couple more. Go ahead.
Back up, and we probably need to double, triple, quadruple, or increase funding for these de-radicalization programs.
Mm-hmm. And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members.
They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution.
By the way, hip hop.
And they felt that this counter-revolution best be guarded against by creating an establishment.
Stop that right now. Put that in the chat, Johnny. All of you look out there. I'll talk about re-education camps. This is where this is headed. Alex Jones isn't nuts. Dr. Corsi, you can come back in here. We got about five.
Okay, look. What I want you to do today, if you will, is two things. One is reach out to social media and get God's Five Stones out there so people know about it. Just blast it all over the place. Donate here, donate here. Number two, let's talk to this guy, Duffy, and just let him know that what I showed him yesterday was the tip of the iceberg. And I'm going to publish that. So, and he can't explain it. He has no explanation for that. So I've already shown him an algorithm that he can't explain. That took about 20 seconds. And tell him that by next week, I'm going to have a lot he can't explain.
And Dr. Corsi, what we're headed for
is I'm going to be eventually demanding forensic examination of the 2022 and 2020 election. Because I'm going to be able, once I know more precisely how their system works, then we can go back into the votes that were cast and I can start showing them where to find the fake ones. Okay, now that may take people, I may have to get volunteers and we may have to put them in a room somewhere in Columbus and have them start looking through ballots under supervision and to find certain things and then to go out and look for people. We may have to do investigative work,
which could maybe take
20, 30 people trained to do it. That would go do this work, and we would be able within a very short period of time to start discovering things they can't explain in their own voting that they have certified. Now, when we start doing that, they're in trouble.
Fraud vitiates everything, right? We find a fraud, boom.
Well, fraud not only vitiates everything, fraud causes them to question their competence because you don't understand where I'm going. After that meeting, I'm going to have them all fired. Now this is one of the aspects of my personality that God gave me that isn't particularly pretty, but I basically don't mess with people. But if they mess with me, what happens is their careers get ruined, their lives get ruined. Now, Coach, if you've got a Bible there, I want you to read Jeremiah 20:11. Somebody came up to me one day at a meeting and said, Dr. Corsi, God wants you to hear this passage. He said, God says, this is you. I've never been able to, and read it in the King James Version.
All right.
I've never been able to find the person who came and told me this. I don't know who they are. They were gone. As soon as they told it to me, they vanished. Now read Jeremiah 20:11.
The Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten.
Read it again.
But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper, and their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten.
Yeah, that's what happens, is that this Brian Kay, whose name I will have a hard time remembering in about 20 minutes, he just destroyed his career. He better find another thing to do, because I won't stop until I accuse him of incompetence. I won't accuse him of incompetence. I'll demonstrate incompetence. I didn't set out to do that. I set out that he was going to cooperate with me. But when he started saying that there was nothing we'd shown him yet that showed him any problem, I said, you shouldn't have said that. Because now now the I'm coming after you. Okay, now what I'd like, I like this guy.
Dr. Corsi, let me interrupt you because we have to stop this feed and then we'll come back to it. Folks, we're over the target. Something's happening here. Man, go to the website, donate. Let's get this thing. Godsfivestones.com. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.